Welcome to Big Blue Hits Live right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Lance Meadow. The New York Giants taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Giants 4-0, Eagles 1-3. Both teams a virtual must-win. Lance, good to have you back. A big game for both teams on Sunday.
It is. Both teams fighting for their playoff lives right now. If they want to stay in the mix in the standings, a Giants victory, a Cowboys loss, we're looking at a different picture come Monday.
Cowboys taking on the Denver Broncos. Obviously a tough game for them to win. So still hope for Big Blue. Let's get to our Adorama news of the day. And the Giants make a move announcing they have traded a late-round pick for Carolina Panther linebacker John Beeson. He had been playing outside for them this year. Just 6 games played in the last 3 years. A lot of injuries, Achilles, a bad knee injury as well, microfracture surgery. He comes to the Giants where Lance, he will likely move back to his natural position of middle linebacker.
Yeah, he's been moved around since he's been with Carolina throughout the course of his career. He's a former Pro Bowler. He's a 2-time All-Pro, has plenty of experience. But like you said, John, it's about the injury bug. Can he get his legs back underneath him? Microfracture knee surgery, torn Achilles tendon. He lost his starting job to Chase Blackburn this season.
And Lance, we'll see what the corresponding roster move the Giants are going to make in regards to that move. And we also need to see what roster moves the Giants are going to make because of the injury report this week. And it is a rather long one. It just gets longer and longer every single week for the New York Football Giants. You take a look at it, some names not so new. Chris Knee, David Boss. Chris Knee, by the way, telling the media today, likely out for the year with that hip injury. But the big surprise in the guys that are out, we see Webster is questionable. Jenkins is probable. Linval Joseph is out for this game. Hosley and Ross out as well. Lance, there is a big deficiency of personnel on defense now heading up against a very explosive Eagles offense.
It's the walking wounded. I don't think there's any better way to describe this group right now. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how this team was so healthy. Now, all of a sudden, you're decimated by injuries in the secondary. You're going up against an explosive offense, as you touched on, John. DeSean Jackson knows how to stretch the field. And up front, you need those big bodies because LeSean McCoy is the number one runner in the league right now.
And this means Jonathan Hankins, rookie second-round pick, has not been active yet this year. Should get some playing time on Sunday.
And Jonathan Hankins has experience through his practice reps, played a lot of reps at Ohio State, tired down at times, but this is a big boy. He knows how to get down in the trenches, and they're going to need him come Sunday.
And the Giants liked what he did in training camp, showed some flashes. They simply had a lot of good veteran tackles that they used ahead of him. The other place where you have a lot of injuries, Lance, is in the secondary. Jaron Hosley, Aaron Ross, Webster is doubtful for this game, so perhaps those 3 guys all going to be out. If that's the case, you're down to Prince, Tremaine McBride, and then you got to figure the Giants are going to have to make a roster move to add a cornerback to supplement those 2 guys and Terrell Thomas to give you 4 corners on Sunday. That's probably Charles James.
And Charles James has experience with the normal roster as well as the practice squad. He probably would be the first man up. You mentioned Tremaine McBride, John. I thought he did a great job filling in for Aaron Ross against the Kansas City Chiefs because Ross got hurt in that game with a back injury. Just like the defensive line, it's that method of the next man up. Got to step up, got to make plays.
Now, 2 names that weren't new on that injury list were Chris Knee and David Boss. Chris Knee says he might not play again this season. David Boss still out, and the Giants have to get things going on that offensive line. Head coach Tom Coughlin knows that's where it all begins.
Well, we need points. I mean, obviously, you're not going to do anything in this league with the point production that we've had. So that would help take care of that aspect of it, and a lot of other aspects. I mean, let's face it. Your ball control, your time of possession, take care of the ball and don't turn it over. Don't give the other team the short field or whatever. All those things are so key factors that have to do with, 11 guys playing as one on the offensive side of the ball, which I think we're capable of. But, yeah, that would help an awful lot.
And that brings us to our Twitter question. This one comes in from @ Jamie Dunce. Is there one thing the Giants need to do to turn things around? What would it be? And Lance, on offense, it's got to be the offensive line. That's where it all starts. David Deal made the point earlier this week that he's going to start at right guard. Another change on this offensive line. Can they put it together and be consistent in the run against Philly?
Well, Deal has veteran experience. He's played every single position except center at this point. So they can move him around. They can mix and match. I think he'll give them a boost. Tom Coughlin said he's been like a rookie this week. He is itching and anxious to get back on the field. It can't hurt at this point, John.
Of course, we take your calls on Big Blue Hits on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. We will be back with your phone calls right after this quick commercial break.
objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan?
Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody in.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giant!
There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
We're back on Big Blue Hits on Friday. John Schmuck, Lance Meadow, 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Let's go to our phones. They've been holding, being very patient. Let's go to Adam in New York to start. Adam, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm a season ticket holder. I just want to make sure this locker room has not quit if I'm going to go to the next seven games. I'll listen for your response. Thank you.
Adam, this locker room has not quit. You actually talk to the guys and you even see the coaches. You talk to them as well. They're still very positive. They believe. They think they have the talent and what it takes to come back and make a run at the playoffs. And it's been mentioned this week a little bit, the 92 Chargers were a team that started 0-4, finished the season, Lance, 11-5, made it into the playoffs. I think this team still, deep down, honestly believes they can do something like that.
Even Eli Manning mentioned, John, they had a four-game losing skid in seasons past. The problem is it came a little bit later in the season. Right now they're dealing with it early. This team is capable of bouncing back. There's a lot of veterans in the locker room. And as we mentioned off the top of this show, it is a wide-open NFC East right now.
Again, the Cowboys just 2-2, two games ahead of the Giants. They get the Denver Broncos this week. And only one of those Giants' four losses, folks, was in the division. Another reason why this weekend's game against the Eagles is so very important. 201-939-4513. Stay on the phones. Joe is in California. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, John. I've been listening in and watching, obviously, the season here from a distance. But just watching the Giants, it seems like there's a lack of momentum. And from the very get-go, that the O-line and the offense is just trying to struggle to hold on. What do you think the factor is there, difference between last season and this season?
Well, it's clear the Giants can't get any sort of rhythm going on offense. That's number one. And a lot of that has to do with the fact they can't get consistent first downs. And it gets back to what we said at the start of the show. If you can't run it on a first and second down, you're stuck in third and long, then you can't protect your quarterback, you can't convert. It's all a cycle here. And the Giants simply can't get into any sort of rhythm, play calling, or on the field, Lance.
And that was something that Kevin Gilbride touched on this week, John. You need to gain confidence on first and second down so you're in third and short situations. They're 5 of 37 in the last three games on third down. You're facing third and nines, third and tens, etc. You can't do that because, let's face it, how many plays in the playbook are to counter a third and 19 at this point?
60%, 6-0 of the Giants' third down attempts are of 10-plus yards. You cannot win games doing that. Their average third down distance, 9.9 yards. It's an absolute mess, and they simply can't put their offensive line, which is bruised and battered, we've detailed that, into these third and long situations. It's not going
to
work.
And that's why the goal is to win the battle at the line of scrimmage, because if you can run the ball effectively on first and second down, you're no longer going to be facing those third and long situations.
And one of the guys trying to fix this offensive mess is offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride. He has a balance to maintain here. How much do you change things up? How much do you keep things the same? He addressed that dichotomy with the media earlier in the week.
You make some adaptations. You do modify. We've been modifying every week because we've had to change different personnel. We haven't had the same group yet. But if you change too much, what happens is you thought you made mistakes before, you make even more mistakes. So there's no question you do more efficiently the things that you've done more often. More, you know, that's why our two-minute drill is always near the top, because we do basically the same stuff.
And Lance, it's very easy to say make changes here, make changes there. But at the same time, the players have to be able to practice this stuff and execute it on game day. If you do too many changes, they're not going to be comfortable, and then you start getting the turnovers again.
Especially when you have so many movable parts with personnel, John. These guys haven't stayed healthy, so you're mixing and matching players. Darrell Scott, for example, is no longer on the roster. Somebody's going to have to take over that third down back role. It's very difficult to gain continuity on offense as a result of that.
And Kevin Gilbride mentioned last week, the musical chairs on the offensive line has contributed to that as well. One solution a lot of fans have talked about this week is going to more no-huddle offense. Seems like a good solution. The Giants are very successful in those situations. But Eli Manning says, hold on, it's not that simple.
We do it our whole game. We'll be a little slower. You have to get in, you have to be able to get into all your plays. Do we have that capabilities of getting into every single play in a no-huddle situation? If you ran the same ones over and over again, eventually the defense would catch on.
And there you go, Lance. He said it right there. If you go no huddle the full game, you can't use your entire playbook, and then you really do become predictable.
You do, and plus, time of possession you lose out on, John, because you're going to have a quicker pace to your offense, and you're going to expose your defense. And the last thing this team needs to do is put your defense out there to dry.
We've seen them struggle at the end of games in the second half. We've seen the Giants in the lower fifth of the NFL in terms of time of possession. It's been a problem really all year long. And when you can't stay on the field as an offense, you can't get first downs, your offensive play caller has trouble really getting into a rhythm. Kevin Gilbride talked about that with the media when he spoke to them earlier in the week.
It's hard. It's a challenge because you got to keep plugging away. What can you guys do? So, again, I think the thing that's been encouraging yet disappointing is that you see glimpses, and then so you say, okay, so we got a shot here, we get it going. We're not stringing enough of them together, and that's what we got to get better at. And that's that consistency thing, and that's where if you can keep doing the same things over and over, then you're going to limit or reduce the number of errors, and you got a much better chance of stringing together those 8, 10, 12 play drives that have been very characteristic of us, but not this year.
And he talked about the errors, and that brings us to our next Twitter question. How do the Giants solve their third down problems? We talked about running the ball, Lance, but also stopping the penalties. The Giants historically have not committed a lot of penalties. That has not been the case this year, and they've also had a lot of drop passes. Just mistakes are killing them.
Hakeem Nicks had a lot of drop passes in that game against Kansas City. That was unlike him. Him and Eli Manning need to get on the same page. And look at the David Wilson touchdown from Carolina, wiped off the board because of a Will Beattie holding penalty. You have to avoid that moving forward.
When we come back, Lance, we'll get more into the Giants matchup and some specific game plan stuff against the Philadelphia Eagles. And who better than to break it down than former Giants linebacker Carl Banks in this week's edition of Strategy.
When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles running game, Shady McCoy is the guy that you have to contain. And normally it's the guys behind the line of scrimmage that have to do it. Now, if he comes your way and you're a linebacker, you cannot afford to take a chance. Let's just run this slow motion and you'll see what I'm talking about. Play here, I'll freeze it. Linebacker should be here with his eyes on Shady McCoy. So what happens? I'll keep running it slow. He should be here. Remember, he tries to take the shortcut. McCoy goes where he should be. Just barely misses it, but that's the speed of LeSean McCoy. Now let's take a look at Michael Vick. The same principles apply when Michael Vick is in the shotgun. Rush contain lanes are at a premium. If you're a defensive end, if you're supposed to be upfield, stay upfield. Let's take a look here. When the coverage is good, let's see what happens when contain breaks down. Look at the two defensive ends. Michael Vick has nowhere to throw the ball. He's scrambling out. Keep an eye on this defensive end here. Two guys get washed away. Last second he jumps in, Michael Vick goes out. Now defensively, they're in a 3-4 defense, but if you take a look, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys inside the tackle box here, and it's almost slanted to one side. So making sure that you have your responsibilities taken care of so that you don't turn one guy loose. I'll freeze it. Everyone has a guy, and the single on the backside is the guy who gets beat. Counting the numbers up front and making sure that you have your guy. Those are some of the keys to a winning strategy against the Philadelphia Eagles.
And you heard from Carl Banks the importance of not only protecting your own quarterback, but also for the Giants getting pressure on Michael Vick. And that's something, Lance, that they've struggled with a lot this year, getting consistent pressure. Their defensive ends, usually game changers, haven't showed up so far.
The positive is Michael Vick has been sacked 14 times. So maybe this is a game that they get going. Mathias Kiwanuka, JPP, Justin Tuck. We haven't heard from any of them across the board, as you just touched on, John. Sometimes it just takes one sack to get the rest of the line going.
And, of course, defensive coordinator Perry Fuel would love to see this Giants defensive line get going against the Philadelphia Eagles this week. He knows how important it is to the game plan and to the defense, especially with all these cornerbacks being hurt, to put pressure on Michael Vick.
We have to get them in the situations where they want to drop back and throw the football, and then the pass rush would be huge in that sense. As we studied this offense, in the offseason and during this season, they are a good running offense, and they are a good running offense with a play-action pass. We've got to create those situations where they become a drop-back offense.
And there you go. You hear it from Perry Fuel and the importance of getting pressure on the quarterback. And Michael Vick, if you don't contain Lance, can get out and run it, but he is susceptible to sacks, and he does fumble the football. Most fumbles of any active NFL player.
Specifically in the red zone, John, we talked about the Eagles are known for their big plays, but once they get in the red zone, they struggle with penalties and turnovers. That could be an opportunity for the Giants to capitalize, or at worst, hold them to a field goal.
201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Let's get back to our phone and say what's up to Steve down in Florida. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, John, Lance, how you guys doing?
Steve, good to hear from you. What's going on?
Good. Nice to see you in a sport jacket there, John.
I'm just trying to look more like Lance Metal. That's it, man. It's a competition here.
Well, I don't really have a question per se, but more like a general comment. I'm not trying to be like Chicken Little or Sky's Falling, but I've been a fan. I'm 53 my whole life, and I have never seen a team like from soup to nuts play so poorly in every aspect. I mean, even Steve Weatherford, who's been such a great punter, looks awful. It's like, you know, there's no mystery here. The offensive and defensive line have been god-awful. They're getting no pressure on the quarterbacks at all. They're getting no line play on either side. And, you know, the secondary has done a pretty admirable job considering they're getting no pressure up there. But you know, I'm just perplexed. I'm at a loss for words. Eli, you know, it's so frustrating. It's 10 years in the league, and the guy still, you know, you just scratch your head at some of the throws he makes. Like every game he makes one or two or three throws that are just unbelievable.
Yeah, Steven, you know what? I think you hit it on the head, and a lot of people are trying to pick out one thing here, one thing there, why the Giants are having so many troubles. But here's the bottom line, Lance. The Giants are having breakdowns on offense, on defense, on special teams. Look, they've had some bright spots. Victor Cruz has played exceptionally well. I think the defensive tackles have been pretty solid. He mentioned the secondary, haven't given a lot of big plays. But specials, the kickers, the coverage, defensive line, no pressure, offensive line breakdowns, David Wilson fumbles, Eli picks, Randall and Nick's not being there. I mean, there's a ton of things you can point out here. There's been breakdowns everywhere.
It's all three facets of this football team, John. It's not as if the Giants can go back to the drawing board and say, okay, if we tweak this on offense, we're going to be fine and we're going to go on a winning streak. You have issues with respect to your defense. They've given up some big passing plays. They've struggled to stop the run, and these were issues that plagued them last season. Special teams, the one bright spot has been DeMontre Moore, but he commits a penalty here and there.
And here's the thing. The Giants were counting on some of their best players to have big years. Eli Manning, Akeem Nicks, Reuben Randall, Jason Pierre-Paul, David Wilson. And for now, a lot of those guys have not played their best football. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel, however, talking to the media earlier in the week, wanted people to temper their expectations in regards to Jason Pierre-Paul, who's coming off that back injury.
Yeah, I think everybody's expectation level was so high that he would come back and be Superman. I'll use that term, okay? But obviously a player has to work himself back into shape. He has to work himself back into football mentality, and he has to keep working at his craft in order for him to, for his skills to rise to the top level.
And that brings us right to our Twitter question about another defensive end, Demontre Moore, who could get some playing time this week, Lance. And the question is, Demontre Moore, will he get some more run at defensive end? He can make some plays, but boy, if he makes mistakes against this Eagles offense with Vic and McCoy, they could be deadly.
Has to be well-disciplined. And you have to remember, if this is his first opportunity, sometimes young guys tend to be over-aggressive. That could be a danger.
No question about it. He goes after Vic McCoy. Play action, read option, Vic scrambling. You have to stay in your rush lane. So if Demontre Moore does play, he will have to be extremely disciplined. We'll be back with more on the Eagles and Giants right after this. You're watching Big Blue Hits live on Giants.com. Stay with us.
The Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan?
Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through. And again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants!
There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Friday, get ready for this week's showdown against the Chiefs with Giants First and 10. The 10 things you need to know before the G-men take the field in Kansas City.
Touchdown,
what's New York's plan to get back on track?
There goes David Wilson.
What are the keys to deliver Andy Reid his first loss in KC?
He's got through 20, 10.
Plus, an exclusive interview with Tom Coughlin, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, Harry Carson, and Roman Oben. Tackle it all. Giants First and 10, Friday night at 10 on MSG+.
.  That's the phone number. A few minutes to go here on Big Blue Hits. Give us a call. We'll try to squeeze you in. John Schmelk, Lance Menno. Lance, let's focus on the Philadelphia Eagles now. Obviously an explosive offense, lots of weapons. It all begins and ends with LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy anchors the number one rushing attack in the NFL. He's explosive. He's versatile like Jamal Charles, who they just went up against the other week. Can run between the tackles, can run off the edges, and also is dangerous out of the backfield as a receiver. You need to be aware of him from all angles and all cylinders.
No one makes people miss quite like LeSean McCoy. And it's not going to be any one individual's responsibility to bring him down. Rather, it's going to be a team effort. Jason Pierre-Paul is one of those guys that has to be disciplined, stay in his rush lanes, to contain LeSean McCoy.
You know, they're the leader rushing in the NFL right now. Those pretty fast guys. You know, McCoy is a very cutback guy. You know, he does what he does well. Michael Vick does what he does well. You know, the key to stopping them is working together, you know, as a team, you know, not playing individuals.
And the way the Eagles offense works, Lance, is they get you in space, They want to get you in the 1-on-1 matchups and then make you miss. So the Giants are going to have to be very good at tackling 1-on-1 here against guys like McCoy, guys like Vic, in order to prevent those Eagles' big plays, which is what they live on.
If your front four doesn't get to the quarterback, doesn't stop the running back, you need your linebackers to be well-disciplined. And you mentioned DeSean Jackson can stretch the field. And don't overlook guys like Jason Avant and Riley Cooper. They don't wow you with their numbers, John, but in terms of yardage per catch, it's up there. They can be explosive at times.
And the tight ends, Brent Celek and Zach Ertz, combined for over 20 yards per catch. They don't have a lot of catches, but when they do get it, they get down the field.
The Eagles,
yeah, no question.
Understandable.
You know, Chip Kelly likes to mix things up.
Absolutely. And the tight ends, you're right. Zach Ertz, the young tight end that they have in the mix, and Brent Celek, who's been there with the system. These are guys that are going to match up with linebackers, and tight ends has been an issue for the Giants so far this season.
No question about it. They'll have to tackle the tight ends. They'll have to tackle the quarterback. They'll have to tackle the running back. Ryan Mundy knows that if they don't, it could be trouble.
It's very important because that's their goal. Like I said before, they try to spread you out and have somebody be out of place. And, you know, the dynamic guys that they have at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver, you know, you got to tackle those guys in space because they're elusive, they're fast, and they have the ability to hit the home run.
The Eagles lead the NFL in big running plays of over 10 yards and in big passing plays over 20 yards. But here's the rub, Lance. When they don't make those big plays for scores, they do struggle getting the ball in the end zone.
You look at last week's matchup with the Denver Broncos, the last thing you want to do with Peyton Manning is not trade touchdown for touchdown. And what they did was they traded touchdowns for field goals. They can't even get away that with the Giants, because the Giants are the type of team that if you struggle in the red zone, if the Giants can get their offense clicking, they'll take full advantage of that. It's been a major issue. They've been settling for 3 versus 7.
Yeah, the Eagles have short-circuited themselves on offense all year, Lance. You talk about their troubles in the red zone. They have a ton of penalties on offense. They've fumbled the football a lot. So while they have all these playmakers, they have had a number of issues on offense that has given them issues. They lead the league in yards, but they're only in the middle of the league in terms of points, and that's because of these mistakes.
42% in the red zone. When opportunities wash away, it probably is because of turnovers and other penalties and other mental lapses. The Eagles have not been able to put that behind them throughout the course of this season thus far, and if they want to get on the same page offensively, they have to eliminate these mental mistakes.
No doubt about it, Lance. And the Giants have to make them earn everything they get. They have to make them make long drives, and that puts them in the danger of turning the ball over, which the Giants defense really needs to put some points on the board, make it a little easier for the offense.
The Giants would love to be opportunistic. It's not something that they've done each and every game. If you could shorten the field for the offense, John, that could go an awful long way.
You figure the offense is going to have to put up at least 3 scores, 21, 24 points in order to win this game.
Well,
on
the
Sunday.
Fact that you're going up against the 32nd ranked defense, it can't hurt, John.
Certainly not. And of course, both teams have struggled with time of possession. That'll be a battle as the Giants and Eagles come together on Sunday. Which team can control the football? Which team can control the clock? Lance, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much today.
Thanks for putting on a sports jacket for me. Appreciate that, too.
For you, anything, Lance. No problem. And thanks to the callers. Thanks to the fans for watching Big Blue Hits every Friday on Giants.com, Wednesday and Thursday as well. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. Giants and Eagles, MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Guys, enjoy the game. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you.